Blog Talk Radio.
Leaving marks on your body that you'll never forget, making you scream all night, getting you so out of breath. And I don't wanna lose my mind to something I will regret, but I can't. Doing shots off your body and I don't wanna stop. Pour me a glass of Bacardi, drinking me drop by drop. And I don't wanna lose my mind and get things out of control, but I can't. How sexy is your mind? I wanna make you lose your mind, the things you wouldn't regret. I bet I can. Got my hands on your body and I'm kissing your neck. You got your thighs wrapped around me and your hands on my head. And your body knew maybe you've been trying not to scream, but you can't. How sexy is your mind?
Smith, and you're listening to The Art of Sensuality. This is a Late Night Poets production, and we are a group on allpoetry.com. We have anthologies available on amazon.com under the same Late Night Poets moniker, so feel free to check those out. And tonight's show is brought to you on a contest that was run by myself and Lee Wild Dove, and it's a quote, and it says, know this, I am addicted to you. I have tasted your mind, and I cannot forget its flavor. So that's tonight's show, plus a little bit of open poetry as well. So that's great. Okay, I'm going to bring on the callers here. Hello, area code 254. Who's calling, please?
Passion's Promise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Are you able to hang out, or do you need to read and run?
I was going to hang out for a little bit.
Okay, great. And I'd like to welcome Pam Ray to the show. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Gray. How's it going?
It's going good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Passions. How's it going?
Hi, Pam. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to tonight's poetry.
I still didn't have that laptop hooked up, but if you want to send me a couple of links, I'll be more than happy to read for you.
Oh, sure, sure. I can, like, well, Gray, this is Gray's show. Gray is hosting the show. So if you, but, yeah, if he has anything he wants you to read, then I can gladly send you the link.
Okay, terrific. Sorry. Sorry, Gray.
Okay. No problem. And so I'm going to grab the first link here. And okay, I'm going to send it to you, Passions, if you wouldn't mind reading it.
Okay.
And I'll post it in the group as well.
Got it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
February full moon in Leo. Bunga, bunga, bongo drums thrum heart rate. Ardent palms pummel. Showstopper, full moon smile, luminous lunar discs, hours molten gold, shimmers upon bronze chest, echoes raveled, energy ripples, seething bongo drummers. February, full moon in Leo, beach celebration, Burning Man sculptures still unlit, vector waves shift, shaft lean in to listen, frosty lips lick up, rhythmic pulse. Bunga, bunga, swap switch of energy bongo drummers. Silvery femme, fatal, hang drum, interject. Teases risen male spine energy. Sirens, smooth, lightness. Tickles, brass, and bravado. Avocado, ritz, slips down, cool, throat. Oysters, dribbled with lemon juice and paprika. Leo, full moon, roars, sanguine, dominance on the horizon. Panic sways above silken sand dunes, breast aglow. King of the jungle leans in to listen. Hips sway, brush feather light until faster pummel. Switches to crescendo proportions. Silver scuttles closer to peak. Soaked in rhythms, libidos, dervish swirl. Sky rider glows even brighter. Minds take a back seat as hearts expand. Primal instincts pulsate. Push on vital freedom to the fore.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Excellent read. And, you know, this is a fascinating poem with its descriptive nature of such a beautiful full moon and all the activities that are going on under the moon. Silvery femme fatale, hang drum interjects, teases risen male spine energies, siren smooth, lightness tickles, brazen bravado, avocado ritz slips down, cool throats. Oysters dribbled with lemon juice and paprika. Leo full moon roars, sanguine dominance on the horizon. Hammock sways above silken sand dune, breasts aglow. King of the jungle leans to listen in. Wow, just a fantastic poem. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I really like how this embraced so many of the senses and that it gave fun and sensuality to movement, to music and dancing. I liked that part that you read that brought in the avocado ritz slips down, cool throats, oyster dribble with lemon juice and paprika. And I liked also the mention of the bronze chest and energized bongo drummers. Radiant Sky Rider glows even brighter. I thought that was just a wonderful way to describe the moon. Just absolutely beautiful how it brings in the sensuality of taste and food and dancing. So very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Passions, what did you think?
Once I was reading and then reread it while y'all were talking, it is a beautiful, like you all said, knocked on the senses. I like the ending where the hips sway, brush feather light. soaked in rhythms. Minds take a back seat as the hearts expand. I mean, it's a beautiful piece.
Excellent comment. Thank you. Okay, Pam, I have the next write-up, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And let me get back to the room. All right. And this is Drug of Choice by CRL17. And it goes like this. Your love is my drug of choice. In you, I have found more love than I've ever experienced before. The most intense high imaginable. I wish to share my life and all that I am, intent on loving you unconditionally with all my heart. You run through my veins like a drug I can't do without. I suffer from withdrawals when you are not here. There is no cure for my addiction. There is no possibility of an overdose. You are my drug of choice. End poem.
Great read, Pam.
Oh, wow.
And you know, how descriptive is this, right? It's, in you I have found more love than I've ever experienced before, the most intense high imaginable. I mean, we all feel that rush of having fallen in love and the power that that has over us, and it can be addicting for sure. It's well written. Excellent read, Pam. And what did you think of the poem, Passion?
I loved it. I mean, when you can find that kind of love, it's totally addictive, you know. I mean, to have that, and I don't know, it's a altogether beautiful write. I mean, there was nothing I would even change on that piece. That piece is just remarkable.
Great comment. Thank you. And Dan, what did you think of the piece that you read?
I really like how full and pure the dedication is felt in this poem, the way they give themselves unconditionally and love unconditionally. And a wonderful write all the way through. I do particularly like the end stanza with there is no cure for my addiction, there is no possibility of an overdose. So just a really wonderful write and romantic and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I'm going to put this one up here. This is by Liquid Mind Forever. And I'll send it to you, Passions.
Thank you.
There you go. This is called Of Flesh and Bone by Liquid Mind Forever. Of flesh, of bone, have I become cold stone? A lone coyote intones above purple peaks, bares his teeth neath icy sheets, lone streets. Sneaks up behind howls, wise owl discerns, shrieks, of flesh, of bone, speaks. Who can own the wolf? Beyond words in the slurred blur of mindless space, worlds apart deface, without trace, erase. But your face remains etched in granite monuments. We hear ancient chants sung in silent lament. Our barren breasts hang without suck, cold stone. With heart in hand, I come seeking admittance. Good riddance, flesh, forbidden, stood like petrified wood. Our bones whittled and carved into subservient stance. Your mind, the lance as I advance in solemn dance. Should one man hold a sacred key, he'll know the howl is not stone. Stricken by plagues of antiquity, we await redemption. But none comes to flesh. No bone of man finds exemption. No exception, no prevention can stop impregnation's function. Corruption, disruption, dysfunction, the unction of faults, renunction of flesh, of bone. I have inescapably become cessation's carved bone. End poem. A powerful poem. Beyond words in the slurred blur of mindless space, worlds apart, defaced without trace, erase, but your face remains etched in granite monuments. We hear ancient chants sung in silent lament. Our barren breasts hang without suck, cold stone. Yeah, you know, when you're devoid of love, you know, you can feel like a stone for sure. And I think this captured that excellently. What did you think, Passions?
I agree with you. Those words stuck out, and I kept going back to them. And she's very good with her words. I've read a lot of her work, and you know, to have that void in your life and everything, it kind of just wow. The internal rhyming. Not many can pull off. She did real well through this with it, and that was what held my attention through the end. And of flesh and bone comes the cessation carved the bone. Powerful, powerful work indeed.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Pam, what did you think?
I have to agree, this is a powerful rite. I like how she uses the strength of the wolf and the strength of the land and the nature imagery to convey a knowledge of sensuality and the idea of inner strength and the way the mind works. I really liked that third stanza with the line, one man hold the sacred key, he'll know the howl is not stone. And also we hear ancient chants sung in silent lament, our barren breasts hang without suck, cold stone. Really just intriguing imagery that conveys a sense of need. And very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, Passions, I've sent you the next link, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Know this. Know this, you're the one, a twisted delight in a hell of a life, giver of wonderful love. Send shivers down the spine and tingle the fingers, caress the skin, entwining our lives as one. I'm addicted to your lips. My essence has tested your mind, and I cannot forget its flavor. I taste the rainbow with every touch. Vanilla like our lives outside these walls. No one sees you twist your marionette. My love for you could orbit the earth a million times around the sun, but still not be enough to show you. Special whispers from lip forever love and lust infused. Addicted to your words, love, lust, and delightful torment, all rolled into one little game. Tongues dances to your whipped cream, taste of desires across the skin, wanting taste that's grief, wanting flesh. You give me unselfish love, overflow my heartbeat with selfless passion, spoken sonnets of desire written on flesh, combining touches with kisses. You are my drug, never too much. If I had you forever and always, it would still not be enough. Our lives entwined in sensual darkness, balance the universe, embracing emotional vulnerability together, lifetime beating as one, forever addicted to your thoughts, combining our bodies together with central fingers touch, lips that speak of always. End poem.
Excellent read. And this is a beautiful poem, very sensual and deep, full of passion and desire. You know, you can feel the love and the longing and the connection that's in this piece for that other person. It's a magical rite for sure. What did you think, Pam?
I have to agree with you, Gray. There is something magical about this rite. And it's wonderful, as you mentioned, the way that it touches not only on the physical, but, you know, the emotional connection as well. I really like, I taste the rainbow with every touch, vanilla like our lives outside these walls, no one sees. You twist your marionette. Those are just wonderful lines on how oftentimes when you're a couple is alone together, they put out like a they're different around each other than in front of people. You give me unselfish love. That, you know, that's a beautiful line too. Lifetime beating as one, forever addicted to your thoughts, combining our bodies together with central fingers. You know, there's just such a sense of closeness within this rite, and just beautifully sensual and very well done.
Wonderful comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I've got the next poem here, and this person has a SoundCloud, so I will play that. Okay.
Your scent is all.
There we go.
How am I holding on, holding back, holding this in? Your taste is on my tongue. Your scent is on my skin. Your voice calls around my mind, making reasons spin. Heat spikes giving rise to thoughts of subtle sin. Your softness yields to me, offering all within. The oils used to anoint you gleam upon each limb. Your body bends, moves voluptuously as we begin. If this is losing to you, I never want to win.
Wow, fantastic read on that SoundCloud. And, you know, this is a passionate, short brevity, but just chock to block with love and passion and desire. You can feel the heat rising from this piece. And, if this is losing to you, I never want to win. How beautiful is that? What did you think, Pastor?
Your taste is on my tongue. Your scent is on my skin. I mean, how often do you hear it like that? You don't, really. She just, the all-natural route, and it's beautiful. Her voice coils around my mind, making reason spin. Heat spikes, giving rise to thought that subtle spin. On the brink, you know, she's on the brink, and it's there, and the oils used to anoint you gleam up, you swim, your body bends, moves voluptuously as we begin, and it's beautiful, it's short, and, but she detailed it to the T. It was an amazing write. She read it well as well.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
Oh, I thought this was wonderful. I really liked Passions, how you mentioned that it had like a natural feel to it. I have to agree with that. And I thought this had wonderful end rhyme all the way through. It had a really nice flow to it. I really like the sense of the idea of giving in. Your softness yields to me, offering all within. There's a real great element of give and take within the sensualities of these lines, and it's very well done.
Good comment. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I'm going to grab the next piece here. And if you wouldn't mind, please, Pam.
All right. Memorable by Talia R. And it goes like this. Your taste was like nothing I had experienced before. It was unbelievable, and so I became fascinated. Right then I knew it had to be you. All my senses became alive. It was you I wanted more of. Every waking moment was a joy. It was so hard to say goodbye for the day. Work started to be enjoyable thinking about you. Coworkers saw my change and shared my joy. Coming home was no more a drag. You lit up my world and it radiated right through. Talking to you excites me. Your voice, so captivating, it's even better when you sing to me. I became so free. You made me realize what life means, and now I am crazy for your love. This world is now a better place with you around. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And, you know, this is another heart-warming piece with love and passion and desire. You know, you can feel the heat from this piece as well. And the it really sings through you in the lines, talking to you excites me, your voice so captivating. It's even better when you sing to me. I've become so free. You made me realize what life means, and now I'm crazy for your love. The world is now a better place with you around. When somebody changes your world in such a positive manner, that's a beautiful thing. What did you think, Passion?
I have to agree with you 100%, Gary. It's you know, it, to enjoy the lines, talk to you excites me. I liked the part where she said, especially, or even better, when you sing to me. And, you know, I could actually picture what she's saying. And I could see her running home, you know, and him singing to her and her just being all giddy and in love and happy. It's a joyous little poem. I like it.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is really nice. It's romantic. And I like the way that the person makes her senses come alive. And I like the way that their love affects her so much that the coworkers can see the positive difference in her. This really just has a wonderful sense of truly being in love, and I think it's very well done.
Thank you, Pam. We have another caller. I believe it is Naomi.
Hello. Yes, it's me.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello. Hi, Pam. Hi, Passion.
Hi,
Gray.
Hi, Naomi. Good to hear you.
Anybody else?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, hello, everybody.
Hi, did you get the chance to hear the last poem read?
No, not at all. I just got on the line.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to grab the next poem here. Okay, here we go. And if you wouldn't mind, when you see this, please, Naomi.
Okay. Yes. The Fruit Game by Thomas W. Case. The Fruit Game. I used to play this game with my second wife. It was called Guess the Fruit. We did it in the morning. That way we had breakfast and sex. Succulent and sensual. She would lie naked on the bed, blindfolded. I put a Miles Davis CD on, then went to the kitchen and roughly chopped various fruits, types of fruit. Peaches, pears, pomegranate, avocados were too messy. I would grab a handful of various types of berries and assemble them all on a plate. By the time I got back to the bedroom, she was squirming around, squealing like a squeaky toy. I'd take a piece of fruit and lightly rub it on her neck. She would yell, banana. Nope, I'd say. I would dart it across her lips and work it down her neck, ease it across her pink left coos, peaches. No, baby, but you are close. I would make light stabs down her belly to the top of her golden mound. By this time, she would softly moan, oh, fuck, blackberry. Yes, you got it. Then I would pop it in my mouth, savoring the juice and the sweetness. The game would continue back and forth until we finished the fruit. By that time, we were more than ready to make love. We went at it like dogs in heat, the sweet fruit juice mingling on our bodies, illuminated by the morning sun, breaking sad through the window. I'm single now and poor. I can't afford fruit. And even if I had a woman, it would be hard to play. Guess the Mickey D's dollar menu item. Poem.
Wow. Such an erotic and passionate, right? You know, filled with desire and this intimacy that these two people shared to start their day. And then he ends up alone and can't afford fruit. And if he had a woman, it would be hard to play. I guess the Mickey D's, the dollar menu item. Ah, interesting poem. Well written. Actually, Naomi. And Passions, what did you think?
Oh, sorry. Oh, I was into the poem until the end.
Right, eh?
It was not what I was expecting at all. Oh, dear. And to hear Gray, I was like, oh, man. Now it's the dollar. I was like wondering if I needed to get out of the house and go get some free and come home. A game I think I wanted to try to play. Oh man, but this is it was a definitely sexually, I mean it wasn't explicit, but it was definitely sensually overridden, and it was a great read, and like I said, and the ending just sealed the cake.
Wow, great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Pam Ray, what did you think of the poem?
It was definitely humorous, that's for sure, especially that ending, you know, the ending with and, you know, like, it would be hard to play guess the Mickey D's dollar menu item. But, hey, I guess whatever you need to do to make things creative. Just great humor throughout. I like how he takes us along for the ride. And then, you know, like I said, twist at the end. So, very cool.
Thank you, Pam. And, Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, imagine Passion's reaction and me. I was reading it, and when I got down to the last line, I was like, oh, my God, change voices, you're change. You know, get the central.
You're reading it so well.
I was like really turned around with that ending, but you know, it was really funny. I was so into it too. I didn't know what voice to take at the end, but I just loved this ride all through, you know. The different kinds of fruit, his descriptions throughout, you know, the way he puts on the Miles Davis CD, the play in the poem there is just amazingly well composed and put together, this poem. But I love the laugh at the end. So great right, Thomas W. Case.
Absolutely. And I'd like to welcome Bobby to the show. Hello, Bobby.
Hello.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
I made it, finally.
All right.
Scribbling away madly. up with you folks. No, I'm sorry. You know, with all the laughter I heard when I tuned in, more so pity. I'm sorry I missed.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. You have to listen back to the radio show.
Awesome comments, everybody. Okay, Bobby, I have the next read up. If you wouldn't mind, please, I'm going to post it again.
Oh,
there it is.
I would not mind. Clear this out of the way here. Okay. Whoops, there we go. I've got too many tabs open. Here we go. Mary Jane by clever title or clever name. Okay. Quote, know this, I'm addicted to you. I have tasted your mind and I cannot forget its flavor. Opiate inhaled upon every breath she breathes. Intoxication of soft painted lips where opium and belladonna mix. Drawing one in to taste, daring the heart to dance with the devil as you damn the consequences of such a narcotic embrace. Drinking deeply from their loquacious, luscious lips, as sip by sip and drip by drip, your addiction grows, and soon she knows you'll do anything just to get your fix. End poem.
Absolutely, yeah, the power of, you know, an opiate inhale kiss is quite a powerful thing, you know, especially, you know, intoxication of painted, soft painted lips where opium and belladonna mix, drawing one into taste, you know, it's definitely an epic rite on the subject of being enthralled by the passion and the desire of another lover. Just a beautiful rite. What did you think, Passions?
I'm still into it. I'm still stuck into the last one. I have to agree. It is a epic little rite. I could, you know, where the opium and belladonna mix. I can only imagine. I don't know, you know, but. Intoxication, the soft painted lips. I can feel where it's going, and the intoxication is such narcotic embrace, drinking deeply from her loquacious, luscious lips. It's a beautiful rite.
Thank you, Passions. And Pam, what did you think?
Well, this was really beautiful all the way through. It's really difficult to separate any one part from beginning to end. It just flows together so nicely. But I found it really intriguing that he puts the painted lips where opium and belladonna mix. That he put the opium and belladonna together makes me think of that quote that says something along the lines of the difference between poison and medication is simply the dosage given, because both opium and belladonna can be used for medicinal purposes, but both can also be used, can kill people. I also like the line about the consequences of narcotic embrace and how it says at the end, she knows you'll do anything just to get your fix. Like, here's a woman who knows that her man finds her sexually desirable, and she uses it to her benefit. So just a wonderful rite and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
Well, you know, there's nothing more sensual than a great kiss. Oh, my gracious. You know, you can have lots of kisses in your life, but real hot, sensual, intoxicating ones, you know, that you just want to, you know, just bury yourself and just keep on kissing all night long. You know, those are rare. Those are rare that you come upon that's a special person that gives you that kind of deep need and passion, you know. And I think he wrote about that so well. He described that intoxication so well in this rite. drinking deeply from her lacocious, luscious lips as sip by sip and drip by drip, my addiction grows. He really nailed it on hit the nail right on the head there with this right there describing this. Great, right?
Thank you, Naomi.
Laughing. Got me laughing. No, just a great writing, Kibbis.
Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think of the write that you read?
Well, I loved Pam's comment about the difference between a poison and a medication. It's a dosage. That's wonderful. I'm going to have to remember that. But I thought this was a terrific write. Very sensual, teasing, and it really captures the imagination with the you damn the consequences of such narcotic embrace, drinking deeply. You know, it is you just totally ignore the consequences and you just immerse yourself. And I think this captures that beautifully.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, I have the next write-up. It's by Martha Gettle, and she has a SoundCloud.
My Fix of the Day by Martha Gettle. I am addicted to you. I see it more every day. It's true. You're my first thought when I wake. Darling, you are part of every step I take. Every time you say I love you again, I can feel my heart starting to spin. Love for you overrides my every thought. Just to think of you makes me hot. You have got my heart spinning round. My feet can barely find the ground. I'm addicted to you. My heart is yours. I know that I could never love you more. Love has been a merry-go-round. Always either up or down. You have brought me to a landing place. Everything I need, I see in your face. You have got my heart spinning round. My feet can barely find the ground. I'm addicted to you. My heart is only yours. I know that I could never love you more. Yes, baby, I'm addicted to you. You make all my dreams come true. Loving you is my fix of the day. And I know it'll always be that way.
Yay, all right. Beautiful job. Excellent job. And, the poem itself is fantastic. I'm addicted to you. I see it more every day. It's true. You're my first thought when I wake. Darling, you're part of every step I take. You know, when somebody is that embedded in your life that, you know, they're part of every move you make and every step you take, it's that's powerful love right there. It's the kind of love that leaves you helpless and infatuated with that person. I thought it was beautifully done. And what did you think, Passions?
I agree with you 100%. I love beautiful love poem that she can actually sing. She's got it going on right now. And the chorus, you have got my heart spinning around. My feet can barely find the ground. You can tell that she's high on love. Whether she is or not, she's making you feel like she is. You know what I'm saying? She's addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. My heart is only yours. I know that I can never love you more. And it's like she's, you know, it's just the little gestures, but it's simple gestures, but it's like she's at the full grown stage of where she can't love any more than she already does, and it's an awesome ride.
Thank you, Passions. Great comment. And Pam, what did you think?
This was so catchy. It was like toe-tapping catchy, especially that first, part, the first stanza and the chorus. I really liked this all the way through, but I think my absolute favorite part was where it says, love has been a merry-go-round, always either up or down. You have brought me to a landing safe. Everything I need, I see in your face. I like the idea of feeling secure with somebody, feeling safe with somebody. And just a wonderful write and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree with Pam 100%. That was my favorite stanza also. I love how she used also, you have got my heart spinning around, and then she has love has been a very go-around. So, you know, the spinning around and the merry-go-round, it works well together, I find. Just a wonderful, wonderful written piece, and I love that title, My Fix of the Day. Just wonderful job here, Martha. Beautiful written song all through. Just like Pam said, really catchy. And, really well done.
Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Well, I gravitated toward the same stanza that Pam did. Love has been a merry-go-round, always either up or down. You brought me to a landing safe, everything I need to see in your face. She writes of passion, but it is such a heartwarming thing that she's written here, because you can share the feelings. You've got my heart spinning around. My feet can barely touch find the ground. I think we've all been there, and it's a great feeling. And I think she's captured it beautifully.
Absolutely. Well said, Bobby. Thank you. Okay, I have the next poem up, and this is by Unapologetically LMB, and it's called Of Love and Dogs and Leaving. I quote Narada in my dreams because of you. If my faithful dear brown dog without warning died, I would still get up each morning early, singing silly made-up songs, dunking tea bags in the pink and gold fine china cup too long because of you. A walk along the bluest lake beamed down upon by perfect yellow sun without your hand to hold would be a sad tableau of black and white, the beach without a grain of sand. Flowers petalless, window panes without the sound of fitful rain hitting them, like tiny stones, remind me of silence moving into sit beside my bed, the day of your suitcase disappeared, because of you, my shadow weeps. Well, that was touch the heart, that empty feeling of loneliness without the person that you love beside you. Turns the brightest day into a dark and dreary scenery with the beach without a grain of sand and flowers, petalless. It's a haunting poem. What did you think, Passions?
It was emotional. It did tug at the heart, boy. I read it before you even read it, and then when you read it, it's just, the window panes without the sound of fitful rain hitting them like tiny stones remind me of the silence moving in to sit beside my bed the day your suitcase disappears. Because of you, my shadow weeps. And, the imagery she used, the metaphors, everything just detailed a lot of emotion, a lot of heartache. Even though it was a sad piece, it was brilliantly written.
I agree. Thank you, Passions. And Pam Marie, what did you think?
This was just absolutely beautiful all the way through. It was sad, but it also had a wonderful romantic feel to it. You know, there's just that real sense of longing to have somebody back. And I like how it captures the idea that the everyday things happen even as we're grieving, such as, you know, dunking the tea bags, you know, walking along the beach, whatever it is your everyday consists of, it continues on, and yet nothing ever feels the same. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah. You know, I love the way she used in that second stanza there, you know, walk along the bluest lake, beam down upon a perfect yellow sun without your hand to hold, would be a sad tableau of black and white, the beach without a grain of sand, flowers petalless. That's great imagery right there, you know, and great, and it evokes so powerfully the yearning and the loss there in that stanza, just beautifully written by Linda all through. Just an amazing write here.
Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think?
Well, I agree with Naomi. It's very evocative. It is a haunting piece because you feel the longing, the absence, the void left in her life. And the metaphors of the beach without a grain of sand, petalless flowers, beautiful analogies, beautiful metaphors, because you can't have one without the other. The job of writing here.
Thank you, Bobby. And Pam, did you get to comment on that one?
I did, yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right, just double checking. Okay, Passions, you're up.
Okay. Addicted to You by Me. Through plump lips I have devoured every sigh, reached depths of your soul, left signatures of want, and found the beauty of love, the taste of passion, now embedded in my mind. I am fixated on one heartbeat, yours, when embracing me. It's a dire emergency, you see. When near you, I feel the heat. I'm in love, in mind and soul, while apart, it's you constantly. I'm addicted to nothing but you. End of poem.
Beautiful read, and a passionate poem, you know, filled with desire and love and connection that is ethereal and you know, it takes you over and becomes an addiction. I thought it was just a powerful write and an excellent read as well. Pam, Ray, what did you think? You bet.
Yeah, wonderful read there, Passions. I really like how you start out with, "To plump lips I have devoured every sigh, reaching depths of your soul." Such a wonderful sense of connection that is both physical and spiritual. And I like how you use the word embedded, so that it's they're eternally there. They have become a part of you. A real sense of needing someone physically and emotionally, and just a beautiful, heartfelt, central write all the way through, and very well done.
Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, I love, you know, especially that first stanza, "Through plump lips I have devoured every sigh, reached depths of your soul, left signatures of want, and found the beauty of love, the taste of passion, now embedded in my mind." Just love that, you know, but the second stanza is also good, you know, very well written too, fixated on one heartbeat, embracing me. I want to recite the whole thing again, but you know, it's really, really well written there. The use of the plump lips there at the beginning, devouring, you know, just it's a great way to start out this amazing right here, Passion. You know, just beautifully composed all through, and you can feel the deep, powerful emotion here, the connection. So well written all throughout.
Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think?
Sensual, deeply emotional, subtly erotic, subtle eroticism here. And I'm fixated on one heartbeat, yours when embracing me. And it is eminently relatable because for all of us who have felt that a connection with one person, it's, you know, they're like your oxygen. Says, when I'm near you, I feel the heat. I'm in love, my mind and soul, while apart, it's you constantly. I think this is a very elegant rite.
Great comment. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Pam Ray, you're next, please, and thank you.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right. Get back there, and all right. This one was actually written for when we did the absinthe show, but I didn't get to read it then, so I figured I'd bring it over here. All right. This is the poetry of absinthe, and it goes like this. You are my pinnacle of Eros, claiming the wormwood sips of my sighs. The sun rises thick and heavy above the horizon, layers of sky blushing, the translation of my thoughts. Anise frappes melting upon our tongues as nature speaks to the journey of our spirit. You have a touch that awakens me in crystalline clarity. I arch with contentment as bohemian flame melts sugary into a cup that floweth over. Rise above me like a rain cloud of transformational visions. Drown me in your sweet fennel touch and speak my name in the poetry of absinthe and poem.
Beautifully read, Pam. And a fascinating poem, you know, with the inclusion of the absinthe. You know, absinthe is a semi-narcotic drug that really plays with the mind, and you have all of that in here. The sun rises thick and heavy above the horizon's layer of sky, blushing the translation of my thoughts. Anise frappes melting on our tongues as nature speaks to the journey of our spirits. Just beautiful, sensual, and love-filled connection here. It's powerful. Powerful right now. Absolutely. Passions, what did you think?
Beautiful read. I love the latter part. I arch with contentment as bohemian flames melt sugary into a cup that floweth over. Rise above me like a rain cloud of transformational visions. Drown me in your sweet fennel touch, my name, and the poetry of life. It's beautiful. Just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Very beautiful piece.
Thank you, Passions. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, this is beautifully written, Pam. The way you weaved, the aspects of absinthe itself into the poem all throughout, it's just fabulously done. I arch with contentment as bohemian flame melts sugary into a cup that floweth over. You know, you put the fennel in there. You put in the crystalline clarity, the wormwood sips. You know, it's just amazing how you weave this whole amazing piece together here. Just a brilliant, brilliant write here, Pam.
Thank you.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
I really enjoyed this. But by the way, your reading was superb. The piece itself, I haven't had this in a while, but I've got metaphor envy again. Damn you. beautiful. Annie Strappe's As Nature Speaks to the Journey of Our Spirits. I love that stanza. That is just so sensual because you've talked about not only the body, but the psyche as well. And it's a very green piece. You know, I've drawn me in your sweet fennel touch. And this is really a very sensual piece. Very nicely done.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, I agree. Would you like to say anything about your poem, Pam?
I just had fun writing it. It was nice, fun to take all the different elements of the absinthe and try to weave them into a metaphorical sensual rite. So, and thank you very much for letting me read it on your show.
Oh, absolutely. Proud to have you. And Naomi, you're up next, please.
Okay. This was also written for the absinthe show, but it works well for tonight, too, because, you know, your quote is about captivating the mind. So this is called Mesmerizing My Mind. Saporous and slithering in the illicit intensity of opium, opulence, and absinthe, aromatic sin. Your lips drip in diablerie against the edge of my ear, wooing in wild, wicked whispers where myself, my thoughts linger. Mesmerizing my mind in magnetic enigma, switching off my light so I become the night, bolder, darker, covered in black laced petals, bruised by the moans of thorns that rip inside as my hand glides along the breadth of your back. And I slip into steamy seas of sizzling starlight to where my memories of you are open-ended, pressed into the soil of my hand against the bend of my fingers, thirsting in the epiphany of us, spread far and wide, aching with need to touch you. Oh, how I am aware of each of your moves on doubting your tongue, drawing my imperfection so flawless, your inexorable breath, like scared ghosts caught inside haunted rooms, taking sips, 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 my skin, soothing, changing patterns, surprising, act like defiance. And I feel the earth stopping its routinely rotation and resolving to a rhythmic oscillation. I lean into it. I am here. Nothing else matters. Tracing your edges, feeling your chem calves, where skin hugs borders, your textures engulfs my very being, sliding through me. Wave after wave, soft tremors radiating through my core, quivering as my valleys press tightly against your crest, penetrating deep beneath the surface. My sea has no bottom. I close my eyes, hard, rapture of pain, and hang to the hollows of your ridge as you and I walk beside each other. End poem.
Wow, that was a beautiful read and an excellent write as well. You know, you can feel the desire and the passion and the longing and the connection in this piece. You know, it's ethereal and otherworldly. Just a beautiful use of language and metaphors as well. Excellent write, excellent read. What did
you
think, Passions? You bet.
I agree with you. She's amazing. Memorizing my mind. This is going to be something that I'll be rereading. It's the metaphors, the imagery, wave after wave, soft tremors radiating through my core, quivering as my valleys press tightly against your crest, penetrating deep beneath the surface. My sea has no bottom. I close my eyes. Amazing, right?
Thank you, Passions.
And Pam, what did you think?
I thought this was absolutely brilliant. It has wonderful use of language and imagery throughout, some very nice alliteration, and I slip into steamy seas of sizzling starlight and wooing and wild, wicked whispers. It had a nice touch of darkness to it, and I like how it touches on the idea of within the opening lines of the drinking of the absinthe. Of the and fits well with the idea of the addiction to a lover and to their mind. And I also particularly like the sense of movement, and I feel the earth stopping its routinely rotation and resolving to a rhythmic oscillation. I lean into it. I just really great connection within those lines, that moving back and forth, and really just beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you,
great
Pam.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Bobby, what did you think?
Wow. Wow. It was hot. It was sensual. It was elegant. It was beautifully written. I agree with Pam. The alliteration was superb. Your choice of language and vocabulary. I think I hate you. this is beautiful. No, this seriously. I'm
all
always making fun of
that.
No, seriously. This is a really, really superb write. I'm going to tuck this in to my favorites, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if before the night's over, I don't throw this at an FTP.
Oh, thank you so much, Bobby.
Welcome. It's a great piece.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, Bobby, you're up next, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, you're going to make me follow that. Thank you very much. Right. Hey, I'll get you and your little dog too. Okay, hang on a second here. I gotta clear the deck for action. All righty. Whoops. There we are. Here I am. Okay. I know it says the art of seduction, but I couldn't get myself to go anywhere except romantic on this one. So yeah. Sliding out of their chairs, so don't worry about it. Strawberry and champagne seduction. And this has its basis in fact, by the way. Quote, I am addicted to you. I have tasted your mind, and I cannot forget its flavor. How does one mark the moment when love begins? Is it in a look, a touch, a word, or does it begin with a quart of strawberries? A knock at the door on Valentine's Day, and there he stands with neither candy nor flowers, but instead several quarts of fresh strawberries, beautiful sun-warmed vine-ripened strawberries, and a galvanized metal garden bucket filled with ice, and a bottle of Veuve Clicquot Brut, yellow label, and two flutes. A faux fur throw on the bedroom floor, candles and music, a friendship on the cusp of change, and a knowing smile at the advent of a Valentine's Day like no other. Sharing strawberries, the angels of the earth. Strawberries innocent and sweet, bright and beautiful as love in their symmetry. Strawberries cannot feign their glossy red sweetness, but can only be true to what they are. As with love, the sweetest ones are the ones you remember. Feathery, leafy green angel wings atop each of nature's confections, the bowl burgeoning over with its fragrant, bright bounty. How did it happen then that our lips came? Did it happen exactly, this strawberry madness? But truly, what is love without a bit of madness? For the heart can see what's invisible to the eye. As we trade the tastes of strawberries and champagne, ripe and rich on each other's lips, this taste of you, your heart, your mind, each indelible moment is just what it is. This might be the only moment like it we may ever know. This might be the only strawberries we'll ever eat. Or we could delight in the preciousness of this moment all our lives. For truth be known, love is like strawberries and champagne. There's no way to explain a strawberry to one who hasn't tasted it. There's no way to tell someone of love who hasn't been through it. The afternoon of strawberries and champagne, love and addiction, for since I have tasted your mind and heart, their unforgettable flavors, shall I ever look at a strawberry the same way again?
Oh, wow.
Beautiful read and deeply romantic. You know, you can feel the power of these strawberries and the connection that lies beyond, and the coming together of two that shared these delights of champagne and strawberries together, and that first kiss. Just a beautiful read, Bobby.
Thank you very much.
Excellent read as well. And
thank you.
You bet. And Passions, what did you think?
I enjoyed this read. I look at strawberries and champagne in a whole different light now.
Thank you.
I like how you used it through this, and this might be the only moment like it we may ever know. Like, you know, the first kiss, the first time, and it's just like a beautiful memory. It's really, really sweet piece. I thought it was going to end up like the dollar menu a few homes ago, but whew, thank God it didn't.
Thank you very much.
It was a beautiful piece.
Thank you. And Pam Ray, what did you think?
Oh, I thought this was wonderful. I don't think this right needs to have a single apology offered on its behalf, because to me, you know, first of all, romance is part of sensuality. You know, it's part of being in a relationship. It's not just the physical that should be offered up, but rather also that connects you with the emotional and with the psyche. Second of all, I actually do think this is central because of the sharing of the champagne and the strawberries. You know, there's something very intimate, something very sensual about trusting another person enough to let them to feed you and to eat in front of them, and to know that there's that possibility that you'll spill something on yourself and you just don't give a damn in the moment, because you're so caught up in them. And,
yes.
You know, I think this is a wonderful rite all the way through, and very well done, Bobby.
Thank you very much, Pam.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, my gracious, Bobby. This is just, you know, the imagery throughout, it's just a wow. You know, the whole thing. Hey, I'm asking next Valentine's Day, I'm asking for a date with strawberries and champagne. Hey, boy, you know, the hell with the flowers. This is so well described. I mean, you know, just to the faux fur throw on the bedroom floor, the candles, the music, you know, and the descriptions of the strawberries, the champagne, you know, all the way through. And then you have that message in there, you know, where it's important to live the moment, or, you know, make the moment last forever, you know, and just a beautiful, beautiful write all throughout with a profound, deep message. And, you know, I think an unforgettable write. I'm going to, you know, some writes you read and, you know, you don't remember, but this one, I'm sure I'm going to remember it, you know. Just beautiful all the way through, Bobby. Just so well written.
Thank you for your compliments. Thank you.
And welcome to the show, Frank.
Hello. Hello. Hello,
hello Frank.
Hello,
good evening.
Hello, my friends.
And did you get a chance to hear Bobby's poem?
Yes, I was able to hear her poem. I thought it was an extraordinary piece. I thought it was a poetic seduction in a passionate poem. It was also romantic, which I really enjoyed that element there. But I also enjoyed the wonderful analogy, you know, with the strawberries there. In particular, the first stanza there, you would say, you know, when she asks us about love and how, you know, how it marks the moment, you know, look, a touch, a word, or even in this case, a strawberries. It's a poem that's visual and it's full of sentience, which I enjoy, which I include also in my poetry. It just makes it these elements which she offers in this poem, including the sentience, makes this poem even much more extraordinary.
Thank you, Frank.
Absolutely. And you said this was a personal poem, Bobby?
Actually, yes, it was. It was the gentleman that was courting me at the time, who ended up being my husband. He shows up on Valentine's Day, and he's got a garden bucket with ice and a bottle of champagne in it, and just a big bag. I mean, he went to the local farm stand, and I swear, I think he grabbed every quart of strawberries they had, sat on the floor, and we feasted on those strawberries, and our fingers were pink, and you know, and it just, and one thing led to another, and it became, we fell in love with each other that way.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Bobby. Okay, I've got your piece up, Frank, and you have a sound card, so I'm going to play that.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much, then.
Yeah.
Mi amor, you know I want you. I'm addicted to you. Your voice serenades me like a symphony. I'm dripping passion. Your voluptuous body enraptures me like an inflammable sensuality. Your sex appeal melts me into the steaming ashes of a cigarette, an erotic path of such intense sex that is my orgasmic eruption. I could intoxicate myself from the alluring liquor of your ruby lips, be drenched within the erotic gloss of your juicy kisses consuming me, undress you with the penetrating look of a flirtatious conquistador caliente as I stare into the deep constellation of your exotic eyes twinkling. I entangle my fingers in the silky fibers of your caressing hair, touch the moisture of your bosom with my teasing tongue unleashed, while you put your inquisitive hands slowly upon my bare back and waist to grasp your erogenous heat emitted by the temperature of my wildfire. Every little nibble I take feeds my aphrodisiac addiction, and every kiss is a taste of a sweet chocolate with rum, for you ignite the flame of the desire burning between my thighs, longing to wrap myself around you like a seductive serpent coiling.
Let me flutter your wings, my wild dove. Tú eres mi seducción, mi apasionada adicción, la droga que me excita, la pasión que invita. You are my seduction, my passionate addiction, the drug that excites me, the passion that invites. Olé, olé, indepum.
Well, Frank, if I wasn't already smoking a cigarette, I'd light one. That was fantastic. Excellent read.
I just had fun. It's all fun for me. I hope you realize, all of you, that's just... I'm just having fun in these pieces here. It's not me 9 to 5 thinking about this. It's just fun, I take with these poems and with these performances as well.
Absolutely. No, I did a beautiful job with it, Frank. You know, the poem is passionate and seductive, filled with eroticism, desire and passion, longing, you know, like a seductive serpent coiling, wrapping yourself around her. You know, just a beautiful poem filled with passion and desire. Excellent write, excellent read. What do you think?
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hello, passions? Maybe she dropped. No, said she's
here. No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I put it on mute because I was fixing to walk out and go smoke a cigarette. Wow, it was a very erotic, sensual piece, but it was done tastefully. I always like the mixture of English and Spanish in a poem. So that was a big plus for me. But every kiss is a taste of sweet chocolate with rum, for you ignite the flame of the desire burning between my thighs, longing to wrap myself around you like a seductive serpent coiling. Beautiful. I mean, the images that, the images that he puts in your mind makes you want to smoke at least 4 cigarettes. This is a very well-written,
very
And Frankie, and read well.
I appreciate that. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Passions. And Pam, what did you think?
Well, first of all, wonderful read there. I really liked this all the way through, how you captured the senses and truly be like deeply into somebody. And my particular favorite part was that third stanza with entrenched within the erotic gloss of your juicy kisses consuming me. I like the use of the word consuming and undress you with a penetrating look as I stare into the deep constellation of your exotic eyes twinkling. There's really a wonderful sense of connection staring into somebody's eyes. I also really like the line, every little nibble I take feeds my aphrodisiac addiction. So just a wonderful sensual right here, Frank, and very well done.
Oh, I appreciate that, pal. Thank you very much, Seth.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, I think this was wonderfully written and read. You feel the burning passion inside of this, you know, the yearning. I love the parts, the lines that that Pam just cited, and the one that Passions and you, Grace, cited too, the longing to wrap myself around you like a seductive serpent coiling. I also like, though, Your sex appeal melts me into the steaming ashes of a cigarette. You know, an erotic puff of such intense sex. I love that line too. Yeah, just so well composed all through. And you say it's just for fun, but I mean, come on. You have to be an awful passionate person inside to write such amazing, sensual, seductive rites like this, I think. So, just bravo.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for that. I always let the reader decide there, Naomi.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think?
I think Frank needs to define for us his definition of fun.
Well, I just told you. I said that I let those who read me, those who hear me, make up the decision, their own interpretation.
Well,
there.
I finally found a solution to the problems I always have when you read your poetry. I've installed a seatbelt on my chair in my study because I am tired of sliding out of it every time you read poetry. your poetry, I swear to God, it is so excruciatingly, wonderfully exotic and erotic this is your idea of fun, Frank. Okay, sign me up.
appreciate that. Thank you very much. There. That's
excellent
why I wrote
job.
I'm addicted to you. You're welcome. Thanks for the prompt.
Sorry.
No, I said thanks for the prompt. There, it was a fantastic prompt.
Yeah. Okay, so I put a poem up. It's called "Beloved." Aurora Borealis, dancing in the mist, radiating intoxication no man could resist. She has no start. She has no end. Against her charms, one cannot defend. With her whisper and wonder, more earth-shaking than thunder, a mortal man in pure chance, with eyes in awe, they watch the beloved goddess dance. End poem. And what did you think, Passion?
From beginning to end, this poem had me dancing in the mist, radiating intoxication no man could resist. She has no start, she has no end. Against her charms, one cannot defend. The wonderfully, wonderfully written. With a whispering wonder, more earth-shaking than thunder. Beautiful lines. Beautiful lines. I love this piece.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Passions. And Pam-Marie, what did you think?
I thought this was absolutely beautiful. I thought Beloved was just a wonderful one-word title. It makes me think of the Bible book, the Song of Solomon, where they're called Beloved over and over again. It has such a personal feel to it. I like how you open this up with Aurora Borealis dancing in the mist, radiating intoxication no man could resist. This is a wonderful rite that pays tribute to the beauty and the strength of nature, but it also pays tribute to the beauty and strength of a woman. There's just a sense of wonder within this rite. It's beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. You get it. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, there's deep, I feel a deep spirituality surrounding this poem. She has no start, she has no end. To compare, take the Aurora Borealis and to put it into a poem and to make it like a metaphor, you know, for a person or, you know, the goddess of dance here. I think that's just one so wonderful because there's nothing more beautiful than the light of the Aurora Borealis. And, yeah, just you know, deeply, like I said, deeply spiritual feeling surrounding this whole ride here. And just a sense of, like I think Pam said, a sense of wonder and mysticism that surrounds it. Just beautifully written from top to bottom. Right? I just love it.
Thank you, Naomi. I appreciate that. And Bobby, what did you think?
This is a great gravity. Wonderful visual imagery in here. It does have both, at the same time, a sensual as well as an overlaying spiritual feeling to it. The immortal man, pure in chance, with eyes in awe, may watch the beloved goddess dance. And I think that those of us who have experienced that kind of transcendental love, that you feel like you're in the presence of something that is not of this world when you love someone so deeply that to be out of their presence is almost physical pain. And this is such a beautiful piece that you've composed here.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have to commend you on this poem here. Yeah, this was a beautiful ride here. Yeah, the imagery was superb. I would say Last Stanza was my favorite there. You really condensed this in that last stanza there with a mortal man. With the reference there, you know, you say a mortal man, put in chance of eyes and all, may watch the beloved goddess dance. That is beautiful lines. You know, this poem here is in really of such a reverence, you know. It is the beloved one that's being mentioned. It's dearly seen in pop wars throughout the lines. It's a wonderful piece. I thought you did an excellent job with this one.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, Passions, I sent you a link, if you don't mind reading, please.
Okay. Time with the goddess. Time with the goddess, such time I most cherished, greedy I became. For I knew and yet did not, with a sweet mistake. I want to do it again, sweetness and pain, the perfect combination. How else could it be? Never can you be lovelier than you are now. You come with pain, you come with cries, you come with sorrow, like cola. The light, little sweetness I yearn for, yet far from reach. Lonely nights, cold bed, hands swing, nothing reached. Creepy thought, morning comes without sleep. Can I be without? Mystery remains unsolved. End poem.
Beautiful read. And, you know, this is a powerful poem on having a connection that's lost and then trying to blur through the days and nights without it is a mystery to behold. I thought it was just a fabulous write. What did you think, Pam?
I thought this was wonderful. I like how it flowed one line into the next beautifully. It was interesting to have a write that came across as sensual and yet very well expressed that pain, that, you know, that sense of loss and, you know, a sense of wanting. I like how it feels like those times that you lay awake at night thinking about someone and wishing they were back with you. So just a stunning write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is, like Pam said, it's sharp, it's crisp, it's you know, like a piece of glass, you know, that cuts you, like slices through you. It just the way that it flows and its straightforward language all through the description, you know, to the cola in the, you know, the reference to the cola in the right. I thought that was rather a unique touch there, really really cool, and you know, you just a wonderful piece all through, you know, just captivating, so captivating. So just a wonderful written piece here.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
I think all of the comments made prior have really captured this quite well. It is a very very economical, right? It's very compact. It's very concise. It's also in its conversational form and language, you get the feeling that he's sitting across from the person that's missing. He sees the spirit of them there, and he's talking to the absence of them. You know, not talking to them, but talking to their absence in his yearning, because sometimes the only way you can exorcise that kind of pain is to just talk through it to the person who isn't there. And this is the way that comes across, and it does it with such a sweet sadness.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have to say that I like the title there, you know, Time with a Goddess there. You know, this piece seems so reverential, I would say. There is so much of harking to the notion there of pain, cries, sorrow. You know, there is a sense of introspection in this piece here, a yearning that's very much palpable in this piece. What I like is the way that the acknowledgement at the end there, when, you know, not being able to sleep, you know, not be able, you know, the mystery remains unsolved. There is a sense of admission, you know, the truth that's bearing, you know, with this poet here. I just thought the piece was great. I thought it was very much, very expressive as well, very, very creative as well.
I agree. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Pam Ray, if you wouldn't mind, the next one.
I would be happy to do that. This is The Flavor of Her Mind by Bookworm Day 227. And it goes like this. Her waltz across the room gave everyone pause. Her apricot-colored dress, soft peach skin glistened in the summer sun. Her smile sent more ships than terrorists. Each would be suitor, she teased, coming to the fool, hanging back in the room. Her soft, purring voice, can we talk? Answering her in a snarky tone, we are already. Her mind was full of emotional traps, playing difficult, if it suited her, but we began with a whisper. And learning all things about her, we could and did confide. Kissing her was addicting. Her sharp wit and mine made me melt like wax that dripped in the cathedral, staring into her pearly eyes, knowing her soul, taking her in my arms. We undressed and kissed, her bare white skin with beads of sweat. Her aroused nipples met my mouth as she excited all my senses, as I did hers. Making love with her was more than I could stand, knowing she would be the one, leaving the scratch marks on my back and her marks on my neck as I did hers. Our addiction was passion fuel, and her mind kept me sharp to play her chess game. You had to be as sharp, if not slightly more. It was then we were so much younger, and her embrace left way too soon. End poem.
That was a beautiful read, Pam. And this is a passionate, desirable, loving poem, you know, and a connection that happens, you know, just randomly. And then, you know, and then life goes on. And then, you know, her embrace left way too soon. Very sad ending. But, you know, he had that moment in time at least to reflect upon. So that's a beautiful thing. And what did you think, Bob? I mean, Naomi?
Yeah, I think this was amazingly well-written. You know, he has so many beautiful lines here. I love the first stanza, of course, the imagery throughout it, you know, with the peach and the apricot there. And I also loved, you know, the stanza where the soft purring voice and that she melted, you know, he made me melt like wax that dripped in the cathedral. And all the way down, you know, they just told a story here, you know, a wonderful story, you know, of an affair that happened and, you know, that was too quickly gone. A passionate, very passionate tale spun here. You know, the reference to you had to be sharp to play her chess game, you know, so she didn't just ignite his body, she ignited his mind as well, and you know, and really kept him captivated inside of her her spell there. So just an amazing write all the way through. So well done.
No, that's great comment. Thank you, Bobby. What did you think?
I thought it was exquisite. It is great storytelling. First off, I mean, you've captured the author's captured the audience right out of the first stanza. Her waltz across the room gave everyone pause. Apricot colored dress, soft peach skin. I mean, and we're following the whole thing and all the way through, and then the sadness. Of the ending, we were so much younger, and her embrace left way too soon. And you don't know. What I like is the author has left it to the reader's interpretation. Did she leave? Did she die? You know, what happened? And it doesn't over-define the story for us, but it takes us through. Some very exquisitely romantic and passionate moments, and this is a very elegant write.
Absolutely, thank you, Bobby. Okay, so Passions has dropped and Frank has dropped, so that leaves us four here. Would you mind reading, Naomi?
No, okay. I'll just pull up the page.
Can anybody actually read that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am. Oh, okay. All I see is a bunch of X's and stuff. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wicked are you, you maverick. You lead me to sin. You lead me to sin, forgetting everything. I follow you to sin. I follow you to sin. Sin is sensuous. Sin is appealing. Sin is appealing, it breaks my heart, yet it charms me. It charms me because you are charming. I feel so happy. I feel so happy and you are so cheer for me. You do love me, you do love me, but beneath the happy-go-lucky facade, daredevil you are, daredevil you are. Anything goes for you. As long as you can win, as long as you can win, devil may care, by means foul, affair. All it matters, it that you win. All it matters is that you win. So you beguile me, tempt me to sin. Maverick, you, wicked you, wicked you, slow yourself, show yourself. Let me see who you are, who you are. Take off your mask. Take off your mask. Do tell me. Do tell me on second thoughts. Let it be, let it be. I care not. I care not who are you, who you are. An angel concealed or Satan in camouflage. Virtue or vice, evil or ethical. I care not who you are. Don't you know? I am now intoxicated. I'm now intoxicated because I have become addicted to you. I've become addicted to you, for I have tasted you. I've tasted you, your face, your body, your heart, your mind, your soul. In fact, whole of you. I have tasted whole of you, and I can't forget your delicious flavor, your caressing touch, your rousing smell, your sweet breath. I will not forget ever. I'll not forget ever, as long as you keep loving me. As long as you keep loving me, I will always be there for you. I'll always be there for you. Please be there for me. End poem.
Beautiful read, Naomi. And that was a well-written poem. I like the repetitious nature to it. Normally I don't, but I found it intriguing in this write. An angel concealed or Satan in camouflage, vice or virtue, evil or ethical. You know, and when you just don't care, when you're just that intoxicated by the person, that's a powerful connection there. What did you think, Pam?
Naomi did a beautiful read of it. Well, I really like the title, and I'll have to base my comment off of listening, because honest to goodness, I don't know what it is about that font, but to me it just looks like a bunch of like blurry Roman numerals in a row, and I could not read it, and I felt really bad about that. But, you know, as I was listening to Naomi, there, I did also appreciate the repetitive nature of the poem, as it almost had a very surreal chant-like feel to it. And I like how there was this expectation of give and take, this, you know, that we will both love each other, we will both be dedicated to each other. Like, that was the general theme of it to me. And I like how they brought in the addiction, the sense of really needing this person. I thought it was beautifully written and very well done.
A great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
I really enjoyed the novel format of this piece. It has an almost like an incantation or an intonation. It's very rhythmic, repeating phrases, but I think that was part of its appeal is certainly the way it was written and the repetition of certain phrases one after the other, almost like beads on a necklace. It's just the way it's all linked together, and I found it mesmerizing listening to the to the thoughts of the author on being just completely, totally consumed by this not only physical but emotional addiction to this person. I think this was a really captivating write.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment. Thank you, Bobby. And Pam, what are your thoughts on the poem? Naomi.
I loved, I loved reading it. Usually I'm like you, if there's too much repetition, I kind of get lost. But in this poem, it really worked well. I think that's what made the uniqueness stick out in the write. That repetition. He goes through so many different stages here. It makes me think of meeting somebody in the carnival of somewhere. Who has a mask on, and she just. That person just spikes your interest, and then you want to know who the person is, but then you don't want to know because you're already so captivated who they are. Yeah, there's a kind of aura of mystery and a wonder around this whole rite that I really appreciate it. So great, great rite all through, you know, so well composed and, yeah, really captivating. So bravo.
Well said. Thank you, Naomi. Okay, Bobby, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Not at all. Oops, what's going on here? I refreshed when I shouldn't have refreshed. Okay, here we go. Our heroine, Anemia. Okay, you are heroine. Powder in my nose, rubbed against my gums, sweet ecstasy, in danger of overdose, wanting more of you. The taste of your mind reminds me of milkweed, like green beans with. I am a monarch, living only for a fortnight, be mine, only mine. My drug of choice, my only life source is you. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And, you know, you are my heroine. You are heroine. And I thought she captured the essence of being intoxicated in love quite beautifully and passionately. What did you think, Pam?
Well, wonderful read, Bobby. I thought this was a beautiful brevity. You know, it's interesting to me. She really starts it out dark with the reference to the heroin as a metaphor and rubbing against the gums. And then, you know, like I thought it was really intriguing that she went into the nature imagery with the taste of milkweed. And I thought that was beautifully central. I actually did not know that milkweed was edible. Very cool. And I am a monarch living only for a fortnight. Be mine, only mine. I think that stanza had to be my absolute favorite. It was beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Naomi. I mean, yeah, thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. This is a darkness throughout it, you know, with the monarch. Reference to the monarch only living for a fortnight and the heroine in the beginning. And also, you know, the overdose that was mentioned. And the taste of your mind reminds me of milkweed, you know, being like poison there. And I thought that was a great combination, milkweed with green beans with a hint of pink. Peaches. This just spikes your curiosity and your and drives into all your senses there of taste. You know, this is a great, great brevity, well composed with deep emotion all throughout. So just an excellent, excellent write, Mamia, here. Bravo.
Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think?
I liked her analogy, excuse me, to the monarch and milkweed, because milkweed is the primary source of the food for the monarch. That is, it's so ephemeral to love the lifespan of a butterfly makes it so delicate. So almost exquisitely tragic in its shortness, that is such beauty lasts for such a short time. And her drawing a parallel to that love and the monarch, I think, is beautiful poetry writing.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay, I've got the last poem of the night, and it's called Don't Stop Me by D.G. Phillips. Looking at the glass so green, could it really be obscene? If I were to knock it back, would it give you a heart attack? Or will I set my mind free to live and love, let's agree, a thing of such pure color, I am going to try another. End poem. And it was a wonderful write on, you know, thinking about another drink. I thought it was well written and a powerful little brevity. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I really like this one. This was a fun little brevity. You know, it was also the one from the absinthe contest, and I thought bringing in the green and the pure color, and just pondering the idea of, you know, what is this going to do to me? You know, how is it going to affect me? And so really just a clever brevity and very well done.
Absolutely. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. There's just a delightful little brevity with fun and great rhyme all throughout. And, you know, it shows the curiosity of the writer towards the absinthe here. And, you know, just playful little brevity that's captivating and fun to read. So just well done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
I enjoyed it. I think it's a very well-written brevity. There's a trick to writing brevities, and you can do it economically and still tell a good story. You've got it nailed, and I think this person's got it nailed.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, Pam, would you like to say anything about any upcoming shows or anything before we close out?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. For upcoming shows, I have contests running for Twisted Tuesdays, Tell Us a Story, After Midnight, Richard Brodekin, and actually that's all I have for right now. So, you know, as I always say, check out the contest ran by all our hosts and hostesses because you're sure to find something to inspire. And I think Naomi probably might have something.
Naomi, what did you have?
Well, I have like two spots left in the next week's Art of Seduction contest. I think there's like two spots left to write. And I have also the Twisted Tuesdays for the March 1st show. It's on colors and senses. So I'm looking for imagery. And I have prompts up with different colors and, you know, just inspire the people. They can write on any subject they want and just dig in deep into imagery and emotion. And, you know, hopefully they'll be really have fun with it and be really inspired. So that's for March 1st show.
Great. Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, do you have any shows coming up?
Actually, I'm not working with Neutron anymore, Neutron's on hiatus. I stepped down co-host because the time slot was killing me physically. But Neutron is on hiatus also. I think she's got health issues. So the Wednesday morning is kind of dead air, so unfortunately. But I have a contest running, but it's not connected to any program.
Okay. Well, you can give it a mention if you want.
Yeah, it's I have such a good time working with Neutron. I missed that, but she got me artwork prompted contests that I'm now running a series, my own little series of contests, calling it Exploring a Crisis. And the first one I've got going right now is, with my computer here. It's called The Colorful Graphic Imagery of Andrew Ostrovsky. And I'm trying in the upcoming contests to bring in artists that are not well known but have absolutely fascinating art. And I got bitten by that bug from Pam and Michael Parks.
Right. Okay. Great. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, ladies. I appreciate you all. Much love and have a great night.
And thank you so much, Gray. It was so much fun. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Naomi. Good night, Pam. Good night, Bobby.